I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, December 1st. Construction is underway on a new 18-unit affordable housing complex on Winter Street in Quincy Point. Ground was broken yesterday on the new project that will replace four houses. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy is developing the new project, and Father Bill's in Mainspring will provide services to the 18 tenants. City, state, and federal funds are paying for the $4 million complex. 57-year-old Lawrence Maloney of Quincy, owner of Atlantic Coast Utilities, is charged with lying about his company's safety record after the deaths of two of his workers at a Boston job site earlier this year. Prosecutors say the company was cited multiple times for safety violations and never took corrective action. No criminal charges were filed in connection with the workers' deaths when they were pushed into a 9-foot trench on High Street in Boston by a dump truck. The 25th annual Community Leader Kettle to benefit the Quincy Salvation Army will be held today and December 8th near Quincy City Hall. The kettle will be set up on the Hancock Adams Common near the John Adams statue. Kettle hours both days are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The last hour shift will start at 3 p.m. More than 40 civic and city leaders are volunteering their time to ring the bell at the Community Leader Kettle. The kettle to benefit the Salvation Army was established in 1997, 25 years ago, by the late Henry Bosworth, founder and longtime publisher of the Quincy Sun. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, December 1st.